Each person shall have a right to clean air and water and a healthful environment. That's the language of a recently passed State Senate Bill S-528 to amend the New York State Constitution. It's also known as the Environmental Bill of Rights. To talk about what this amendment means, I'm joined by the lead sponsor, State Senator Robert Jackson. Welcome to HMM, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you for having me in.
So please tell our listeners what this amendment does. Well, it's not an amendment yet, obviously. It's still in the legal process, but what does it do?
This bill, and this is the second year of the bill, would amend the New York State Constitution that basically says that everyone in New York State is entitled to clean water and clean air and a healthful, healthy environment. That's what it says. And so I think that that is like so elementary, so, you know, basic that we have clean water and fresh air to breathe. And in fact, you know, the mayor of Flint, Michigan, where the water was all polluted and people were drinking it and children died, 9 people were arrested even after the fact because of neglect of his duty and responsibility as the mayor for that particular city. And you know one thing? That is shameful, in my opinion, that they allow that to happen. It's shameful that children have died as a result of that. So basically, this constitutional amendment will guarantee that. And I was asked by my colleague who had questions on the bill that it didn't have any more details of how that was going to happen. And I said, well, it guarantees that. And if someone has a legal right to challenge that, they can. I gave the example of the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, which is an education lawsuit in which, as the lead plaintiff in that, we sued the state of New York because the Constitution basically says that every child is entitled to a basic education. And that was not defined in the New York State Constitution. And 13 years of litigation went to the highest court in the state of New York on 3 different occasions where we and the court defined what a basic education is. And so it said, and I'm going to make the connection to the water and air. It said that the highest court said that every child shall graduate from high school knowing how to read, knowing how to write, knowing how to serve on a jury, and being able to hold competitive employment. They defined that as a result of litigation. Prior to that, there was no definition of an adequate education. We advocates called it a sound basic education. The court said it's an adequate education, and everyone is entitled to that. So if, in fact, there's litigation of the fact that people don't have clean water and clean air, then the courts will have to define what is clean water and clean air. And now, obviously, the environmentalists and organizations will be there fighting with us in order to make sure we protect every person's right to have clean air and clean water.
So how do you protect the definition of what clean air and clean water is?
I think that the environmentalists and everyone can define what that means. And then look at what's happening around the country. And if there's, let's assume there's nothing around the country, for example, then we will define it. Clean water means clean water that people can drink and not being polluted with chemicals that's going to get them sick or poisoned, and air that people can breathe in without having toxins in the air. And so if necessary to define that, when I say we, the advocates and people will define that. And if there's a legal challenge, then the courts will define what clean air and clean water is, just like they defined in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity versus the state of New York, what a adequate education is, the same way.
Why did you want to pass this bill, Mr. Jackson?
It's not me. I was just the point person for it. It's the advocates. They're pushing for a just environment so that people can breathe and run and not have to choke up with polluting air. And I gave one example with someone. I remember when I was down in Florida and I was drinking water in Florida. Oh my gosh, it's so rusty. And that if you continuous let it to go into the sink or what have you, it'll have your sink and toilet all brown. That's not the type of water that I want to drink, even though some people are drinking that water. I live in New York City. You live in Troy or surrounding areas up there. I think, in my opinion, that New York City has some of the best drinking water around. But you know one thing? New York City pays a lot of money, and Ulster County and other parts of upstate New York to make sure we have that clean water. It should be a right for everyone, no matter where you live, to have clean, fresh drinking water.
How does passing this amendment, this bill to become an amendment, provide more protections for New Yorkers than current environmental laws, such as the State Environmental Quality Review Act?
Well, what was said before, it was not defined that everyone has that right as a person that lives in New York State. Now it defines that everyone is entitled to that. And so here's a hypothetical example. If I have an industry and that I've been dumping water into, dumping chemicals and stuff into the rivers, okay, then people have a right to say, hey, what are you doing, industry? You can't do that. People are drinking this water. Just like my daughter came and gave me a glass of fresh drinking water from New York City. And if in fact, in that hypothetical example, that the factory doesn't stop, then people have a right to sue to make sure that they have clean drinking water. So, and I'll drink some clean New York water right now.
If this bill becomes an amendment, will it affect sovereign groups in New York, such as the Seneca Nation?
I don't know if we're governed, have jurisdiction over them. I'm sorry, I'm not an attorney. I don't know. But I would hope that everyone, no matter who you are, whether you're a sovereign nation or not inside New York State, would want clean, fresh water and clean air for everyone to breathe. So I would hope that it does. And if it doesn't, and if, let's assume, I give another example. If it doesn't, and we can ask them if they want to be included in this, I would think that they would say yes, because I would think that everyone wants clean air and clean water and a healthy environment to live in. So I'm just taking it from a positive point of view. And in my opinion, I listened to the number of votes on this particular bill. And I believe right now, and I say to you, Alexis, that there are 43 members of the New York State Senate that are Democrat and 20 are Republicans. And I think that 48 members of the Senate voted for this bill, meaning several, four or five Republicans voted for it also. And that's a good thing because it impacts everyone. This is not about politics. This is about environmental justice on behalf of the people of New York State, having the right to have clean air and clean water. So I was happy that the 48 members of the Senate voted for this particular bill. And sometimes, you know, when I listen to the votes are clear along party lines. This is not about Democrat or Republican. This is about the people and their rights to have this environment fresh and clean.
We're speaking with Senator Robert Jackson, lead sponsor of the Environmental Bill of Rights. I have just a couple more questions. If this bill becomes an an amendment, a state amendment, or an amendment to the state constitution, who will be responsible if that right to clean air and water and a healthful environment is violated?
Well, I would think the New York State Environmental Protection Agency would be responsible for that. And in my opinion, every municipality, whether or not it's the town board, whether or not it's the mayor, everyone has a responsibility to make sure that we have clean air and water. Everyone, the person that lives in a house near a river or near a factory, and they have a right to have clean air and clean water. And if in fact that's not happening, they have a right to then complain about it. Complain about it to their elected public officials at the local level, meaning, I guess, city council or town board member or the mayor. And if in fact things are not improved, where the citizen would not, if the citizen is not pleased with what happens, then they have a right to file a lawsuit to make sure that they have clean air and clean water. Just like in the campaign for fiscal equity versus the state of New York, because the state of New York was not guaranteeing our children the right for an adequate education. It took 13 years of litigation, 13 years, and it went to the highest court on three different occasions. But we finally won.
So for communities that are currently being impacted by polluted air and polluted water, such as Hoosick Falls, where the drinking water has been polluted with PFAS, will they be able to take legal action if this bill becomes an amendment?
You see my thumbs up and I'm smiling. The answer is absolutely yes. In my opinion, they could take action now, but if it was not in the Constitution, it's a guaranteed right to have clean air and clean water. And so this basically lays that foundation right down there. And they said, listen, we haven't had it in a while. We passed this amendment to the New York State Constitution. We want clean air and clean water. We don't have it. And if necessary to sue in order to have it, we will do it. And I think from an environmentalist point of view, there will be many environmentalists and other elected public officials at the local, at the statewide level that will be there with them in order to sign on to the particular lawsuit. In the campaign for fiscal equity, I had signed on because I was a parent of two children that were being impacted. There were other members of school boards in the city of New York that signed on to the lawsuit with listing their children's names in the litigation. And so sometimes we just have to educate ourselves. We have to stand up and fight the system in order to better make it better for everyone. And so that's what has to be done.
So what's the next step in getting this bill to become an amendment?
Well, the bill goes to the governor. And then once the governor signs it into law, then it goes to a constitutional amendment. It will go on the ballot in, I think, November.
So New Yorkers all across the state will vote on this?
We'll vote on it. And so you know you're going to have advocates communicating with everyone in every locality around the state to vote yes on this. And obviously you may have some industries and some others that may be, you know, saying, no, this is going to hurt our area, so forth and so on. But I think there is a commission or established to look at the impact on, for example, if in fact they put windmills on the lake. You know, one of my colleagues raised that as an issue because he lives up near Lake Erie. And so I think things have to be looked at and do what's best for the majority, all of the people of our city and state. I don't think that we should have a negative impact on anyone, but to improve the environment for all of us.
If it passes the vote, does it become an amendment right away?
I would think so, but I'm not absolutely sure. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a legislator trying to push forward an agenda to improve our lives.
Is there anything else that you want to add, Senator Jackson?
Sure. I just want to say that, you know, this is a step in the process, because in order to get to a constitutional amendment, a bill has to be introduced in one term of our office, which was the term 1920, in which we passed it then. And now it has to be passed in a second term, and which is this term coming up, 21-22. And then it has to go to the voters of New York State. And so this is the process that we have to go through. And I'm hoping that all of the advocates and all of the people that want to make sure that everyone in our state have clean air and clean water and a healthy environment, we'll just pass the word on that we must pass this constitutional amendment when it comes up.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm drinking some clean New York water for you and everyone else.
This has been State Senator Robert Jackson.